Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Visiting hours will be extended at all WA hospitals from Monday. Some COVID rules are said to be scaled back from next week when the system moves to a blue alert level. Among the changes, asymptomatic visitors will no longer be required to show a negative RAT. A landmark plan is set to overhaul ambulance services in WA, with the state government keen to improve emergency care. It'll adopt 46 of the 48 recommendations from a recent review. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says they'll be updating the contract with St John's.
You know, the options on the table to bring the ambulance service in-house, we're not interested in that option. We want St John to run a good ambulance service.
A Perth man charged over the alleged indecent assault of an 11-year-old girl has been denied bail. The 46-year-old is facing three charges, including two counts of breaching a supervision order. Police allege it happened last Thursday at Reg Williams Reserve Park in Armidale. Petrol prices in Perth and Mandurah will increase on average tomorrow by 24 cents a litre. It'll go up to $1.81.3, but Fuelwatch says some outlets will be charging a little more. Olivia Newton-John is being remembered for her profound impact on the world following her death at the age of 73 after a long battle with cancer. Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles says she's left behind a lasting legacy.
Olivia Newton-John was not just a fantastic entertainer, she was an incredible campaigner.
In sport, West Coast will be without Tim Kelly for the Derby this weekend. It's accepted the decision of the AFL Tribunal to uphold his one-match suspension for rough conduct. He was cited on Sunday for a dangerous tackle against Adelaide Sean Berry. The Eagles say they've received a fair hearing. And Fremantle has locked in Heath Chapman for the long term, adding three more years to his contract. He'll keep playing for the Dockers until at least the end of the 2027 season. Perth weather, a shower or two, down to 6 tonight, then a possible early shower tomorrow, getting up to 17. The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.